Here are just some of the reasons why a straight Republican vote in Massachusetts on November 8th is the only sane, ethical vote you can make, regardless of your political past or how much you stubbornly cling to habits that no longer serve you or society. We are not groupthink automatons. We were given the ability to think and to respond to changing circumstances in the current time frame for a reason. The following is a letter to the editor of the Community Advocate in Shrewsbury, Democrat for Deal. Don't get me wrong, for my entire life, I've been a JFK Democrat. But over the past few years, the Democratic Party has morphed into something unrecognizable. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the governor's race. Comedian Robin Williams once said that politicians should wear NASCAR jackets to display who their sponsors are. Great idea. Maura Healey's sponsor page is a color guard of logos, at least 15 unions, 5 or so political action committees, and 3 abortion groups. Jeff Deal's is a list of private individuals. It's difficult not to see Healey as beholden to her organizational endorsements. The most prominent individual endorsing Deal is Trump, which will likely trigger many to discount Deal without further investigation. While it's unfair to do so, I can understand why. To say I was horrified when Trump became president is an understatement. But I have to admit things were pretty peaceful and prosperous around the world under Trump. During his administration, gas prices were at $1.80 a gallon, our grocery bills were 1/3 lower, and mortgage rates were at an all-time low. Now they are at a 40-year high. Today, I am extremely concerned about the open border, the fentanyl crisis, and of course, war. I also watched the debate. Healey seemed to tie every answer to either a rant about Trump or abortion. In fact, more often than not, there was little substance to her answers. We have very strong laws in Massachusetts for reproductive rights, but she insisted on fanning the flames of fear with contemptuous rhetoric. Meanwhile, Deal was steadfast in his promise to protect the right of every individual to make their own health care choices, including women's reproductive rights and the right to employment security regardless of vaccination status, pointing out that my body, my choice must apply to both. Deal said everything I hoped to hear. He came across as strong, sincere, and compassionate, even under attack. He offered thoughtful solutions to many problems we face in our Commonwealth. Digging deeper, Deal has my vote. From Naomi Halpern in Shrewsbury. Thanks for listening.